1985 was the period of peak yuppie in London. And into this world of shiny cars, shoulder pads and big hair came a vehicle like no other, the Sinclair C5. The tiny three-wheeler had a single seat, ran on battery power, and could propel a yuppie, or anyone else willing to pay the £399 it cost, at up to 24 kilometres an hour. At a time when people were beginning to worry about oil reserves and environmental pollution, the C5 promised to show where the future lay. That's what its inventor, Sir Clive Sinclair, hoped. Sadly, few others saw it that way. Until the launch of this ill-fated project, Clive Sinclair was one of Britain's most successful entrepreneurs. He'd invented the world's first pocket calculator in the early 1970s, created an affordable home computer with a fearsome 16 kilobytes of RAM, and even made a foray into flat-screen televisions. His reputation as something of a genius seemed unshakable. The C5 promised to be another hit, and one that Sinclair had longed for since boyhood. Electric vehicles weren't new in Britain. Milk floats had hummed along suburban streets each morning since the 1930s, delivering pints of milk to every doorstep, and some department stores had electric delivery vans. But something that everyone could use had never been available. Falling within the category of electrically assisted pedal cycle meant Sinclair's C5 required no insurance, road tax or driving licence. Who could resist? Battery technology hadn't changed much since Sinclair's boyhood, but he was hopeful that the funds reaped from early C5 sales would finance further development. This was, as he stressed at the launch, the first stage to an electric car, and he crossed his fingers that everyone would be happy to take him on that journey. The C5 was cheap to manufacture, with a polypropylene body, a tiny motor that drove the rear wheels, with power from a lead-acid battery, with pedalling necessary to help with hills. The fact that it looked like a souped-up child's pedal car was the least of its problems. Sitting back in the three-wheeled trike, with the handlebars under your knees, put your face at truck exhaust height, and there was no crash protection. The promised range of 30 kilometres on a full charge was halved on cold days, and hills were out of the question. A cheap 50cc moped was faster, safer, and more economical to run. By the end of the year, only 5,000 had been sold, and the C5's days were over. It wasn't so much that sales had collapsed as had never grown. Clive Sinclair's reputation was in tatters, his derring do seen as a rich man's folly. Today, as efficient electric cars and bicycles fill the world's roads, Sinclair's C5 looks less ridiculous. It had its faults, no question, but it was a vital stepping stone all the same. The world is a better place for such attempts, just as it is without the braying yuppie.